All right, welcome to it. It's time to get busy. Roll up our sleeves and get to work right here on the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber for Tuesday, September 17, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, California issuing a travel ban to this Midwestern state because lawmakers refusing to pick up the tab for sex change operations. For sex change operations. If you want to study there, too bad, California won't pay. Number two, Ilhan Omar has the gall to compare slave camps and conditions on the coast of Africa 400 years ago to migrant detention centers along the U.S.-Mexican border today. Can you imagine the nerve? And number one, California Congressman Devin Nunes sat down with me yesterday for more than an hour to discuss everything in the headlines. The Inspector General's report, Iran attacking Saudi Arabia, security, the future, social programs, the squad, all of it. It's coming up in just a few minutes here on the Steve Gruber Show. We have excerpts from that interview. I sat down with him yesterday in an exclusive conversation. You won't want to miss it. But first, Donald Trump takes his show on the road to New Mexico. Donald Trump wants to turn New Mexico red again, and he's doing it by reaching out to Hispanics. If you saw the crowd last night, Hispanics for Trump were packed into the auditorium for Donald Trump. Big performance just outside of Albuquerque, about 20 minutes outside. And one of the things the president focused on was the economy and how strong the economy is and what it means for Americans all across this country. By the way, after leaving New Mexico, on his way to California for kind of a secretive little trip out there, raising tons of money, I can guarantee you that. But let's start with bite number 11 from the New Mexico rally with the president just yesterday about Hispanic unemployment. It's bite number 11. Bite number 11. Go.
But we have much to celebrate. Unbelievable when you think the unemployment for Hispanic Americans is right now at the lowest level ever recorded in the history of our country. Hispanic American poverty reached a brand new all-time low in history. And after years of stagnation that you know very well, wages for Hispanic Americans are rising really fast, up nearly 8% since my election. Those are unheard of numbers.
So his appeal obviously is based on the economy. He went to one of the big counties in New Mexico that did not support him, in the 2016 election or in 2018 for that matter. The question is, can he turn those blue counties red? Maybe. It worked in North Carolina recently. A blue county turned red in the special election after he went to Fayetteville, North Carolina for a rally. That was a week ago now. And so the president using his political muscle and flexing it wherever he can. And watch for the president to be in places that he didn't win last time. Colorado, Minnesota, New Mexico. Of course, he'll also be in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida. He'll be in all of those places between now and Election Day, which is November 3rd, 2020. Because he believes he can pick up more states. He believes that the economy indicates that he should do well. And if you look at the polling, most Americans, the large majority of Americans now believe Donald Trump will be reelected. Now, the polls say that he won't. The polls say that Joe Biden would beat him in a head-to-head, that Bernie Sanders would beat him in a head-to-head, that Elizabeth Warren would beat him in a head-to-head. But the people believe Donald Trump will be reelected. And let me tell you something. That's a more important statistic than anything else. Because people like to vote for a winner. If they believe Trump's going to win, they might slide that curtain closed and just vote for Donald Trump, plus the economy and everything else going pretty well. Concerning the radical left, that's another reason Donald Trump could become a two-term president. The radicalization of the left, far leftist ideas on taxes, on abortion, on border security or lack thereof, all playing into his hand. Let's hear from the president on that from the rally last night in New Mexico. It's bite number 14. Bite number 14. Go.
But the radical left Democrats want to demolish everything that we've gained. They want to raise your taxes. They want to bury you in regulation. They want to take away your health insurance, 180 million Americans. They want to erase American history, crush religious liberty, indoctrinate our students with left left-wing ideology. And left-wing Democrats want to confiscate your guns and eliminate your God-given right to self-defense. You know that.
So the president going through the litmus and the litany of the things where he believes that this country doesn't agree with the far-left ideas of the Democrats running for president currently. And I believe he's probably right. And then he took time out to demand that the New York Times hold to account those that put a piece in the paper this week smearing Brett Kavanaugh with no evidence at all, claiming there was a new allegation of sexual misconduct by Brett Kavanaugh in college. But when you dig deeper, you find out the book this is taken from explains that the woman at the center of this conversation doesn't remember this ever happening and doesn't even want to talk about it. And so this is not even secondhand, it's thirdhand. It's not sourced. She won't talk, doesn't remember it happening, according to her friends, which, again, that's hearsay from her friends, don't believe that she ever remembers this happening, which creates a fact, the fact that there is no credibility whatsoever for this story. It never should have been run. The Washington Post passed on this story completely. They wanted nothing to do with it. And the president believes the New York Times is dead. It's bite number 16. Bite 16 from last night. Go.
And I just put out a statement on social media that said, I don't think they'll do it, but they should, for the good of the nation. I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story. And while you're at it, the Russian witch hunt hoax, which is just as phony a story. They've taken the old gray lady. Do you know the New York Times for years? The old gray lady, so prestigious. They've taken the old great lady and broken her down, destroyed her virtue, and ruined her reputation. She can never recover and will never return to greatness under current management. The Times is dead. Long live the New York Times. Long live the New York Times. And I do want it to live, but they have to be, they have to change their ways.
The old question is, where do I go to get my reputation back? But that question is asked when somebody else destroys your reputation, when the media goes after you and tries to destroy you the way they have Brett Kavanaugh. But in this particular case, where does the New York Times go to get its reputation back after these self-inflicted wounds, one after another after another? Remember the anonymous story, claiming to be somebody inside the West Wing and all of these things that had allegedly transpired. Someday we'll find out who that source was, or if it was a compilation of several sources created by the New York Times. You can believe anything now the way this paper has conducted itself. Still to come, just moments away now, Devin Nunes will share parts of that conversation right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.